Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. David Schultz was a hardworking man in 2023. He loved his twin boys and his wife, Sarah, and he enjoyed his job as an owner-operator truck driver. All in all, things were going well for David. David worked as a truck driver, but generally just did local runs. He preferred to be home with his family as much as he could, although he was also known to be a workaholic. The Schultz family lived in the town of Wall Lake, Iowa, a small town, a rural town, a town where everyone knows everyone. On November 20th, David was planning on delivering a trailer of pigs. He ran into his house that evening around 7 p.m., changed clothes, and told his family he'd be back. He had one more run to do that night. This was an ordinary occurrence in the Schultz home. David left to pick up a load of pigs from a property in Eagle Grove, a property he had been working with for 10 years. David was the last truck loaded, and he pulled out of there around 10:50 p.m. The load was to be delivered to Sac City, Iowa, about an hour and a half drive from Eagle Grove. But that load never arrived. Sarah found out the next morning when the man David worked for showed up on her doorstep looking for David. A little while later, authorities from Sac City called because they found David's truck, a trailer full of pigs and all, in the middle of an intersection, turned off and abandoned. There were no signs of David anywhere. Where is David Schultz? Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another very bizarre unsolved missing persons case. Also a case that is relatively newer. David vanished just a couple of days before Thanksgiving, last November, just 4 months ago. This is a case that is so strange with so many odd circumstances, it's hard to not go down the rabbit hole with this one. So, of course, if you are here listening to David's story, thank you so much for helping spread awareness of his case and all the cases we cover. If you do have any feedback or information to share, or even case suggestions, you can find all of my contact information in the show notes. Now let's jump right into David's story, and buckle up, this is a wild one. David Schultz met and married a woman he had known since his teenage years. David and Sarah had met through a friend when they were both in school, but they didn't start dating until years later. David and Sarah's paths would cross many years later at a friend's birthday party. David was single, and Sarah at this time was a single mom of two children. Sarah explains that her and David were pretty much inseparable from the beginning. David loved being in a relationship, and he was an amazing stepfather to Sarah's two children. David was said to be amazing with children and took to them easily. Pretty soon, David and Sarah started talking about having their own children, and after a year of marriage, they decided to go forward with in vitro fertilization. Their procedure was successful, and Sarah soon gave birth to twin boys. David was ecstatic. In 2023, the twins were now 10 years old. David and Sarah were living in the small town of Wall Lake, Iowa, and David was working as a truck driver. He did mostly local runs because he wanted to stay near his family and be home for his kids as much as possible. David, at this time, was 53 years old, but everyone would agree that he looked and acted younger. He was very active. Sarah would describe him as being in good shape, mostly because of the physical nature of his job. David not only was a truck driver, but he mostly hauled livestock. The disappearance. November 20th, 2023 was a Monday and was just like any other Monday for the Schultz household. David went to work that morning and around 7 o'clock p.m. he ran into the house in a hurry. He still had one more job to get to and he said he was running late. David hauled livestock and he had been scheduled to pick up a load of pigs from Eagle Grove, Iowa and take them to Sac City, Iowa. He had done this many times before and in fact had worked for this pig farmer hauling his livestock for almost 10 years. David was always reliable and trustworthy. His stop at home was very brief. He washed up and then he ran back out the door telling his family he'd be back late. He did show up at that Eagle Grove location and he got in line with the other trucks loading up. David was the last truck in line. He hooked his semi up to the pig trailer and he would pull out of the farm around 10:50 p.m. The load was to be delivered to Sac City, Iowa, and this would be about an hour and a half drive, around 70 miles. The next morning, November 21st, 2023, Sarah heard a knock at the door. She had been trying to call David since he wasn't home, but she was receiving no answer. At the door was the man that David was hauling the pigs for, a man named Les. Les told Sarah that David had not delivered the pigs the night before as he was supposed to, and since he did pick them up that night, they had to figure out where David was. Where was David and this trailer full of pigs? Sarah immediately panicked because this wasn't like David at all. Les was extremely concerned too, as David had worked for him for many years and was one of the most reliable and trustworthy drivers he had. Something was very wrong here. After hours of trying to call David with no luck, Sarah reported David missing around 2:20 p.m. A half hour later, Sarah received a call from David's cell phone. A sense of relief washed over her when she saw his name and number pop up on her phone. But when she answered, it wasn't David. It was a police officer from Sac City giving Sarah some news that would change everything. She told Sarah that they had found David's truck abandoned in the middle of an intersection and there was no sign of David anywhere. She had found his cell phone in the truck, which she was using to call Sarah. David Schultz had disappeared. The search. Authorities immediately began searching around that area for David. His truck was found at the intersection of 190th Street and Union Street. This is a two-lane highway, and David's truck was found facing north when it should have been heading south. If the truck continued on Union Street, that road would actually turn into a dirt road. The pigs were all still loaded and accounted for on the truck trailer, and immediately a backup trailer was called to come and get the pigs delivered. Law enforcement searched the area on foot. They brought in search dogs, they used ATVs, and they even used police airplanes to use thermal imaging. David's jacket was found in the ditch next to the truck, but nothing else was found. No other signs of David anywhere. Inside the truck, they found all of David's personal belongings, including his wallet, which contained $2,000 cash. This led everyone to think that they could rule out a robbery. Also, if David had left of his own accord, why not take the cash? The location of the truck would come into play here and would continue to mystify everyone. The truck was confirmed to have picked up that load of pigs in Eagle Grove, and detectives were able to use the GPS on his phone to track his movements and the movements of the truck, and this is what they learned. First, they were able to confirm through his cell phone that he did leave the farm with the pigs at 10:50 p.m. At 11:15 p.m., David made a stop at mile marker 126 truck stop on Highway 20. This was en route to the delivery location in Sac City. They checked surveillance footage at the truck stop to see if they could find any clues. And David can be seen pulling in. He parks under some lights and he gets out, walking around his truck a little bit. He is then seen searching for something in his truck. He is drinking something, and then he is seen scrolling through his phone. He stayed at the truck stop for a total of 16 minutes before pulling out and heading back on his way. David, during this time, was alone. He is seen on a DOT camera heading west just after leaving the truck stop. All seemed normal so far, as this would have been the route he would have taken to deliver the pigs. At 12:18 a.m., the cell phone GPS shows that David arrived or passed through the intersection at Highway 20 and Highway 71 in Sac City. He was almost to his destination. At this intersection, David should have turned left and headed south, but instead he turned right and he headed north. Which makes no sense. This was the complete opposite direction of where the pigs needed to be delivered to. His truck was then found 3 miles up this road, abandoned. Police estimate the truck arrived at that spot around 12:40 a.m., leaving many to wonder why it took the truck 22 minutes to travel just 3 miles. With little clues to go on, authorities started looking for any David Schultzes who might have booked a flight or a bus ticket, and they thought they found something. They found a David Schultz boarding a plane in Minneapolis on a one-way flight to Phoenix. This man was stopped and questioned, but it turned out to be not the David Schultz that they were looking for. Detectives would also thoroughly search Les's pig farm, where David had picked up that trailer of pigs to deliver. They even drained the manure pit, but they found no clues or evidence of David. With law enforcement having little luck finding any clues in the first few days, the Cajun Navy came in to assist. The Cajun Navy is a group of volunteers that use their resources to help search for missing persons. They were started in Louisiana, but they do have chapters around the country. The group came to Sac City, Iowa, and together with other volunteers and searchers, they combed through over 100,000 acres of land. On December 2, 2023, searchers came across the body of a man. It was not David, however. They did find the body of Mark Reesberg, a man who had been missing in the area since October. His cause of death was listed as a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. The Cajun Navy spokesman said they were confident that David wasn't in that area or that they would have found him. They were certain that the amount of people out there searching and the length of time they spent searching and the total amount of ground that they covered, that if any clues regarding David had been out there, they would have found them. Sac City, Iowa. There are a few points of interest here, but let's start with where his truck was found at the intersections of Union Street and 190th Street. For those of you listening to the audio, I'll try my best to paint a picture. If you're watching on YouTube, I'll pop up a map. David was traveling west on Highway 20, which leads towards Sac City. Once he arrived at the intersection of Highway 20 and Highway 71, David should have made a left turn to head towards the south end of the city where his drop-off was. However, the truck would turn right onto Union Street. This is also Highway 71. It does turn into Union Street right at that intersection. David, or at least his phone and his truck, was at this intersection at 12:18 a.m. This is according to his GPS on his phone. Now, this is a highway, but it's a two-lane highway, not heavily traveled, especially at midnight, and the entire surrounding area is predominantly open farmland. Sac City itself is a small town with a population of just around 2,000 residents, and it's a rural farm town. Sac City is the county seat of Sac County, and it sits in the northwestern corner of Iowa. David was coming from Eagle Grove, where he picked up the pigs, which was about 70 miles to the east. There was nothing alarming about his stop in Eagle Grove, however, as well as nothing unusual with that stop at the truck stop along Highway 20. Now, I did check for any areas of interest, which is usually parkland or waterways, and there aren't many throughout that area, at least throughout that drive. There is Brushy Creek State Park, which was said to have been searched, and the highway, Highway 20, does cross over the Des Moines River. Highway 20 also passes near South Twin Lake to the north, And there's a few retention ponds and small creeks along the way also. David lived in Wall Lake with his family, also another small Iowa town. Wall Lake does have a few small lakes in the area, and Lakeview, an adjacent town, is home to the much larger Black Hawk Lake and Arrowhead Lake. But David's truck was found heading away from that area. But is it possible that it wasn't David driving? But then someone must have intercepted him or joined him after he was seen on that DOT camera around 11:30 p.m. Authorities are fairly certain that he was alone. So many bizarre questions as to how a truck fully loaded with pigs can be found abandoned on a rural highway, not far at all from his destination, but also heading in the wrong direction. David's wallet was left in the truck, which contained $2,000 cash. Does this rule out robbery? And could this rule out David maybe walking out of his life to start fresh somewhere else? David apparently did not use credit cards, and on Monday, he would start the week with $2,000 cash in his wallet. He did this by habit and routinely every Monday. Sarah refers to this money as his Monday money. This is what he would use throughout the week, and he liked to have extra on hand in case of an emergency, specifically because he didn't use credit cards. So David having $2,000 cash in his wallet is nothing out of the ordinary. Everyone who knew David said there was no way he would leave Sarah and his boys. He had a happy life, he loved his job, and he was a pretty easygoing guy. And I can't think of any reason not to take $2,000, especially in cash, if you're planning on running away from your life to start new somewhere else. Sarah is convinced there was foul play involved because that is the only thing that makes sense to her. The only reason that would explain his disappearance. But again, David was said to have no enemies, at least that we know of. He had been at his job for a while, and he lived in a small town where he had lived most of his life. David also had future goals and future plans. He had been working on fixing up a Peterbilt truck, and he was hopeful that he could start driving that truck soon and sell his current truck. This was what many called a passion project for David. David was almost finished with that truck. David was also known to be a doting dad. His boys meant the world to him, and everyone who knew the family and knew the boys said that David was an amazing role model for the boys. He taught the boys manners, to be polite, to open doors for people, to help people. He was just overall a great dad. This one is completely mystifying to me, and I have so many questions. Did he indeed just run away from his life? Did he intend to harm himself for some reason? Or did someone cause him harm? Why did this happen while he was en route to a delivery with a truck full of pigs? Was this maybe work-related or more personal than that? Was this a random attack, maybe? Or was this an attack that was targeted? Has everyone that was working that night been questioned? We know that the guys who loaded up the trailer at Les's were questioned and interviewed, but what about the other drivers? David had been the last truck in line, indicating that there were other drivers loading up trailers. If someone had accosted David in the middle of the road, they had to have a getaway option. Was there another vehicle? Was there another person involved? Was there multiple people involved? Sarah also insists that David was in very good physical health, and to physically overtake him would be a challenge unless they had used a weapon or that there was more than one person there. It's important to mention, however, that there were no signs of a struggle, unless you count the jacket being found in the ditch. There was no blood found, there was no bullet casings, and there was really nothing of any consequence found. Sarah also believes that they can rule out self-harm because David was very religious and she knows that he would not take that route. So what do you think happened to David Schultz? David is described as a Caucasian male standing 5'11" tall and weighing around 180 pounds when he was last seen in November of 2023. He has brown hair and brown eyes. David Schultz is 53 years old. Anyone with any information regarding David Schultz is asked to contact the Sac County Communications Center at 712-662-7127 or by emailing tips@saccountyiowa.gov. I will put that number and that email address in the show notes as well. Sarah has said that she believes something bad happened and she hopes that David will be found in the coming spring. And there are several agencies involved in this search and in this investigation, including both state and local departments. I truly hope that springtime does bring the answers that Sarah and her boys are desperately waiting for. They are desperately needing these answers. Anyone interested in contributing to a reward fund for David Schultz can go to Iowa State Banks in Sac City, Lakeview, and Old Bolt. A Venmo account has also been created for Sac County Crime Stoppers, which will contribute to the reward. The account is at SACCO Crime Stoppers. Let's continue to share David's story and keep eyes on it. And let's bring this man home to his family one way or another. His twin boys were just 10 years old when David vanished. Remember to give us a follow on the socials. If there are any updates in David's case, we will post there first. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, X, and YouTube. All of those links will always be in the notes for you as well. A big thank you to those supporting us as subscribers and on Patreon. We keep going because of you all. We will be releasing ebooks each month starting next month covering cold case disappearances in each state. Every Patreon member will get a free ebook for your state. Please make sure your address or at least your state is updated on your profile. First state up will be Massachusetts coming out next month. If anyone has any feedback or case suggestions for us, please hit me up on the socials or email me at canwefindthem@gmail.com. If you have made it this far in the episode and you appreciate the coverage of these cases, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. This does help the cases reach a wider audience and increase the chances of more exposure for these missing persons. Thank you again for listening to David Schultz's story today. I really, really hope to have an update on this case sooner rather than later. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing person story. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.